I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. So welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. What an amazing, amazing, amazing experience Rogelio had. His mom did the most incredible job of validating her presence, how even though they only spoke Spanish to each other, she still was able to give the amazing and beautiful gift of healing to her son, and just in time for her birthday. I want to thank you all for listening to Hey Spirit this week, and I hope you will enjoy this episode. God bless. So how do you pronounce your name?
Rogelio.
Rogelio.
Right.
Literally, when I popped up on the screen, no pun intended, but you literally turned I think white, and you look like you were going to pass out.
Yes.
Almost like you weren't really sure if I was going to show up.
Honestly, I actually had a dream that the whole event was canceled. And I woke up this morning checking my email no. Okay, we're good. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Well, here I am. And I am more than honored to be able to share my gift with you today.
Thank you.
The most important thing is if you don't understand something, please tell me. I've learned that there are a lot of things that spirit has me say to some people that might seem common, or sometimes I feel like people might say, oh, anyone can say that. And it absolutely is 100% true. So that's why I've asked your loved ones to, with every healing message that they have me deliver here today, they have to validate it with something completely unique to you. Lastly, your loved ones will communicate with their personality and also with laughter. Because I feel that is the greatest gift that spirit can give us, is the gift of laughter. Because it is something that we forget to do, don't know how to do, or simply don't want to do after the loss of a loved one. And I can already feel at this moment there is a mother energy pushing herself forward. And it's almost like she's saying, don't you start crying. Don't you start.
Yeah, that would be my mom.
Your mom is departed?
Yes.
I literally saw nobody as I was giving my speech. All of a sudden, I felt someone busting from the back of the room. And I feel like she wants to validate your feeling of that. Because when I had first come on, you looked so surprised to see me. And it was almost like I felt the emotion of you were like, oh my God, I don't know if this was a scam, if this is really going to happen. But your mom just made me feel the reason why you felt that way was because you were almost like, how could this be happening to me? Why was I chosen?
Yes, absolutely.
There's no way I would know that that's the way you feel, right?
No. No way.
Validating that your mom hasn't left you and that her soul is still with you. She just said to me, she goes, Teresa, my son was my world. Yeah. As I was his.
Yeah.
she keeps telling me, you tell him, do this, do that. You tell him to stop crying. You tell him to live his, I'm going to go, whoa, 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 easy, mom. Like, but that would be her, right?
That would be mom. That would be mama.
But she's also as tough as she is, like, stop crying. Like, don't be like that. She's over there, like, rubbing your face and rubbing your back and saying, it's okay, baby. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. That was mom. That's what I miss the most.
And for her to just show me that, how amazing is that?
Yes, absolutely.
To acknowledge that bond that you still share, it's almost like you don't know what to do without her.
I felt lost these months.
She says, I need you to know how proud I am of you. She says, I need you to be the man that you so desire to be. So sometimes when Spirit has me say something like that, that could be something career-wise on something that you'd like to do, maybe something that you didn't pursue. Sometimes it's even to pursue a relationship. She says, I need you to embrace and to love, honor, and respect yourself the way God intended you to live your life. She says, and I don't want you to feel that I would be missing out on any of that. She says, that's why I wanted to show Teresa how I would be, how I was a little tough on you, but yet I was so soft because you're my son, my son, my son. She goes, and I did baby him, Teresa. Correct?
Yes, she did.
There she is. He's such a good boy. Look how handsome he looks.
That's mom.
Do you have a picture of her right in front of you or like where you can see? Or is it you and her? Or were you just looking at it?
I was looking at one. And as a matter of fact, I do. I have, I carry a picture of my mom when I was about 3 months and she's holding me.
She says, I never want you to forget that. Know that when you were just looking at the pictures right prior to this, know that her soul was with you. She says, he feels me and senses me.
I do. I sometimes feel a presence around, but I just wanted to make sure it was her.
Know that that's her. Look, I get it. That's the thing that I love in this moment of your reading is that we all do that. I do that myself when I get signs from my own loved ones because I'm like, oh, am I just trying to make myself feel better, right?
Yes.
Was it my imagination? Am I just remembering this? And that's truly why I do what I do. Some people need to hear certain things. Some people just need the validation that you know that everything that you sense and feel is her. Know that it is not your imagination. How do you connect with yellow roses? Usually yellow roses is my symbol for someone's name, like if their name was Rose, Rosemary, or had Rose in their name, or unless if you can specifically connect with yellow roses, whether it be like her favorite flower.
Let's see, her favorite flower was pansies.
Where are you from?
El Paso, Texas.
She made me feel like it had to do with something where you were from. So you're from Texas. So is yellow roses?
I planted a rose bush for her. It's gone now. Winter has taken it. But it was a white rose bush I planted in her honor.
Don't be surprised if this rose bush starts to bloom. Know that it is your mom's way of validating that she knows what you did in memory of her and wanting to thank you for that. She also tells me, did you find pictures of her when she was younger?
Yes.
She goes, can you believe that my son almost didn't recognize me? Is that correct? Like, you're like, who? And you're like, this is my mom. Like, look at how young she is.
There was a picture I found. I hadn't realized the date of the picture, but it was taken on her 15th birthday.
Wow. See, these are the moments where I'm like, that's crazy. Because how in the world would I know that? We do go through pictures of our departed loved ones, right? But to have this picture that you didn't realize that it was her, like how young she was, validating that at that exact moment, her soul was with you. And the reason why I chose to share that with you first was because she says, I want my son to know that I heard him say goodbye to me. I don't want him to think that I did not know that he was there or that anything was left unsaid. Because I can feel you holding her hand. I can feel you whispering in my ear. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So know that nothing was left unsaid. She also brought forward a father figure on the other side. So if your dad is not departed, it would be her father, or it would be someone that was like a father to you, whether it be an uncle.
My grandfather's departed.
So know that she says, because you always wonder if she's alone on the other side. Is that correct?
Yes.
So know that she is surrounded by other loved ones on the other side. And are you not, I don't want to say not speaking to, or have you not spoken to someone in the family for some time?
Yes.
Your grandfather goes, now you hit a soft spot, Teresa. I go, I didn't do anything. Your daughter's the one that showed it to me. So I love what your mom has just done in this moment, give you that little gift of laughter. Your mom makes me feel like you feel a little let down or disappointed in someone. Is that correct?
Yes.
This does not mean you're right, they're wrong, vice versa. What your mom is doing is validating your feelings, your emotions, and more importantly, supporting you on your decisions.
That makes a lot of sense. Yes, yes, it does.
She literally just said to me, it just needs a little bit more time, Teresa. I don't know why this is my symbol, but when spirit shows me like a big rubber suit, it's my symbol for where someone had said things to me that were very hurtful.
Yes.
The reason why they show me that is because when I was young, which was many, many moons ago, we used to say, whatever you say, you know, bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Right.
So that has been my sign for when they show me this rubber suit that someone has said some things to me that were very hurtful. Your mom just made me feel like it wasn't right. She just said sometimes things just need a little bit of time. She says, and I'm sorry that you were hurt by those things, by either actions or words of others. She says, but I don't want that to affect you. Did you write something for your mom or about your mom? Usually spirit will show me my hero. Mm-hmm. She had me write on the top of it, my beautiful mother.
I wrote the eulogy the night before. I had time to write it. I just didn't know what to write. And then the night before the funeral, it just hit me, and I wrote out her eulogy.
So know that your mom wants to thank you for the most beautiful.
She liked it.
Eulogy. She absolutely loved it. She also made me feel like you had like 20 pages. You must have wrote it like prior to the actual final thing. You had like, because she showed me all these papers. She goes, look at this, look at this. Because I said to her, I go, can you validate that you absolutely loved it? She says, Teresa, my son just wrote what he felt. He wrote so many different things from his childhood, from growing up to like the end and throughout my whole journey. And it was just so long. But he put all his feelings out there. And when he woke up, it just all flowed.
It absolutely did.
So know that she wants to thank you for that. Now, was there something that happened the day of her service, whether it be the funeral or the memorial? Because she kept showing me my symbol for where someone connects with feathers, where they might find feathers in odd places. But she kept showing me white doves. So do you notice a bird that you typically wouldn't see where you live?
My brother, where he lives with my nephew and my sister-in-law, they see a bird that's there every day.
Validating that that is your mom's sign that she is with them. Now, it doesn't mean that your mom is the bird. What I explain to people is that it's her soul, her energy that gets you to notice it, to validate that that is her. I feel like that was important because your mom told me that your brother kind of feels this burden where he feels that he wished he was there more for her.
I'm more emotional, like my mom. I cry at the drop of a hat. Roger more internalizes his emotions. And I think that's
so know that she says it was important to validate him. You understand that?
Yes, I do.
And again, he doesn't have to believe in what I do. It doesn't matter to me. I want him to believe in an afterlife, to believe in the things that he senses and feels, to know that that is your mom, yes. That you can't make these things up. Because your mom just told me, she says, Rogelio saw me. He thought he saw me in the house the other day.
Yes, it was a few months after she passed. I laid on the couch. I had one of my 15-minute breaks from work. I laid down. And just for a quick flash of a second, I thought I saw my mom standing in the kitchen. And I sat up, and she was gone. And I just thought, maybe I'm finally losing it.
No. Far from it. Know that what you saw was your mom's soul. Know that she still watches over you, loving, guiding, and more importantly, encouraging you. You know, it might not be something that you see all the time. You know, I always share with people, you probably heard me say this time and time again, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. I don't connect with them in that way. I don't see them in that way. Mm-hmm. So know that what, even if it's just a flash or for a split second, it's their way of showing themselves to you. Because your mom says, I looked like, I feel like she had on a beautiful nightgown and she was smiling. She looked all healthy. Is that correct?
Yes.
She says, I wanted you to know that this is how I need you to remember me, not frail. She keeps fixing my hair. So was that something that you would do for your mom? Would you fix her hair or did you try to fix her hair?
When I was little, I always used to brush her hair. I always would brush it out, and mom always told the story of how I would brush. I was two, I was in the room brushing Aww. It, and grandma came in, and I said, Grandma, doesn't mom look pretty? And her hair was just an absolute mess. But grandma said, yes, mijo, your mom looks beautiful.
I feel like your mom says something to you. It was like her way of like saying, I love you in another language.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's almost like, and I don't know what it is, but I feel like I can feel that it's not English. Mm-hmm. I can hear her saying, I love you. Don't ever forget that.
My mom was originally from Mexico. That's the language we spoke Spanish all the time in the house.
Oh, so she didn't speak English.
Yeah, mostly here in the house, we just spoke Spanish because I grew up with my mom and my grandma. And even though my grandmother spoke English, it was mostly just Spanish between the wow. three of us. And it's something I've told people I miss because I don't get to speak God. Spanish anymore with people.
Oh, because she kept talking to me in Spanish. And I'm like, I don't understand that. And she was showing me my grandmother and her brother. Now, I'm going to share this with you so you understand how incredible this is from your mom. I remember my grandmother telling us the story that, because my grandmother could understand Italian, but mm-hmm. she couldn't speak it. Because what happened is my uncle, her brother, came home from school one day crying that he was being bullied at school because all the kids told him that he spoke funny because all he spoke was Italian. They didn't know English. So my great grandmother was like, that's it. There's no more Italian in the house, we're only going to speak English.
Oh.
So it was the, see, do you see how spirit gets me to say, because I can hear your mom like saying, telling me how much she loves you and how proud she is of you, but I know it's in another language. And then she showed me my grandmother and my uncle and my great grandmother. I'm like, I don't understand that because it kind of meant the opposite, but that's what you miss.
Yeah.
Because you only spoke Spanish in the house. Outside of the house, you spoke English.
Right. But in the house, we spoke wow. Spanish and I'm the only one that speaks it.
Wow. If people listening saying, well, maybe you could hear that he has an accent or maybe from his name, but there's no way I would know that, right?
No. And see, it's so funny you touch on that. That's always been my fear. And my mom knew that when I spoke Spanish, I was afraid I would sound like a non-native speaker.
Oh.
And my mom would always tell me, your Spanish is perfect.
There's probably people listening and probably my own family members that are going to be listening to this podcast today being, oh my God, I didn't even know that. Because I typically don't try to share personal things in my life. Now I know what your mom
meant
by that and why it was important for me to share that with you. Wow. So can you please say something to your mom in Spanish?
Te extraño, mamá. Te extraño mucho.
I love and miss you so very much, my son. Just so you know, I have no idea what you said to your mom.
I know.
I left it so quickly, Julio, to throw me under the bus. Like, no, I know. You have no idea.
No.
Oh, but your mom was making me feel like that's how she wanted me to respond to you. So does that make sense?
Yes, it makes absolute sense. Absolute sense.
Did you just, when it was your mom's birthday, did you sing happy birthday to her? Or it's something you thought about?
On her birthday, in Mexico, there's a happy birthday song that they always sing. My grandma and I would sing it to her on her birthday. And then when my grandmother passed, I would sing it to her all the time. It's called Las Mañanitas.
Because I kept feeling there was something special in another language that you and your mom would say to each other. This is it. Now, is your mom's birthday coming up?
It's next month. It's next month.
And I love the persistence of your mom's soul, because I do this for a living. There are certain things that I feel that might be common that a soul might say to someone. And I work so hard in having spirit validated in so many unique ways, Rahulio, that it is them. And she kept persisting, even after I feel she exceeded any expectation of, you know, only speaking Spanish in the house. And it was something that you shared with her, very special, but that persistent, that there was something so special. And she made me feel like it was coming up that you were going to do this.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mommy.
Amazing. So whether if we do hear it at any point or at the end or maybe in your interview that you would like to share that, it would be an honor, I think, for people to hear that. And if not, then that's fine. Just knowing that your mom's soul works so hard in getting me to say that, because I've never had that before. These are the things that amaze me about spirit, because it validates the strength of their soul. And it also validates, because your mom made me feel like that no matter how weak she was and how sick she was, there was a part of you that thought that she was never really going to pass.
Exactly. We got her to the hospital and I thought, we'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It's gonna be fine. And it was so quick. I took her on my birthday to the hospital.
Oh my God.
And then 4 days later, she was gone.
But she declined so quickly.
Yes.
And so frail. But you still, I can hear you praying in Spanish to your mom. I can hear you saying prayers just over and over by her bedside. So know that if there were times that your mom could not respond to you, know that she heard you. She knew how you never left her side. Would you used to also call on the phone? I can feel a phone to my ear and I can hear you talking to me.
When we initially took her in, you know, the COVID protocols, the nurse initially told me we couldn't visit my mom. So every morning I would call. And I would ask the nurse to please tell my mom good morning and that her son loves her.
Oh, did you just get the chills?
Yes.
Know that that was your mom's soul validating that she heard you and that they did come in and tell her good morning and how much you loved her. But I can hear you praying.
Every night I prayed. I just wanted my mom back. I wanted her to be healthy again.
So know that your mom heard your prayers and she says, I don't want you to feel that your prayers were not answered. Your prayers were heard and they were answered, but not the answer that we thought. She says, and what I mean by that is I am healed. I am okay. I am not suffering anymore on the other side. The only way for me to be healed would have been for me to have left. Did your mom always complain about her legs or like her legs hurting?
Yes.
Because she kept saying to me, look at my legs. Look how good I can move my legs. They don't hurt anymore.
Mom had congestive heart failure. So her legs were always swollen or they would hurt. When she was younger, my mom sprained her ankle a total of 10 times to the point where the doctor told her she could no longer wear heels. Otherwise, they would have to put screws in her ankles. And,
my God.
Every time the winter came, her ankles would hurt.
So what a beautiful way of your mom validating that she heard all of your prayers and is thankful that you have not lost your faith. We might just struggle a little bit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But we haven't lost our faith completely.
No.
So she says, God did hear your prayers and he did answer them. But he needed me to come home. Again, I keep seeing this color yellow. Does your mom like yellow or do you have something of hers that is yellow? I don't know if there's a yellow flower.
No, her favorite color was purple.
Okay, so I don't know what this yellow is. Yellow. I feel like she shows me things in its yellow, but I also feel like it has something to do with how she was laid to rest. So I don't know if there was something at the funeral home, if there was something at the service. These are the moments where I can't misinterpret the color yellow.
No.
Right? So I actually like if we can't connect with something right away, because maybe you might say something to your brother and your brother might say, or someone else might say, oh my God, yeah, I had a yellow hanky, or there was a yellow rose, there were yellow flowers that I took from the funeral home, whatever it is. I feel like you'll be able to connect with it. So I'm going to pass on it.
Okay.
Because I always feel like it's important because I just don't like to waste time. Mm-hmm. And it's even better than when you are able to connect with the color yellow.
Okay.
And it could just be something where someone might say, oh, you know what? I have my favorite picture of your mom and she's wearing this yellow coat or a blouse or holding a yellow flower. So don't be surprised when that happens. Know that her soul is with you at that exact moment.
Okay.
Your mom made me feel like, did you get like a promotion or something change in your job? What did you change your job?
When she had passed, I had changed to a new job. The reason it just hits me so hard, I had been working so hard at this job. I wanted to get to a certain position. They have like this top performers that they post. A week after she passed,
I made it
to the top performance. And I had been worrying and telling my mom, you know, I don't think I'm doing good, Mom. I don't think I'm doing...
Oh.
And when they posted it, I sobbed.
But what a beautiful way of validating that your mom knows.
Yeah.
And how proud she is of you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estrocontrol makes it easier to manage PMS.
So EstroControl is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way EstroControl eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. EstroControl was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. EstroControl is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Your mom also just said, please tell my son I'm not cold. So would your mom complain about being cold, or did she always have a special blanket?
I bought my mom an electric throw blanket. When she was in the hospital, they told me she was cold. And the day she passed, I took it because I wanted to put it on her to keep her warm. And I still use it. I still have it and I use it.
What a beautiful way of your mom validating that any and every disability or ailment that she had, she left with the physical body, did not take with her on the other side.
And I ask her, Mom, are you okay? Are you healthy? Are you happy?
How beautiful is that for your mom to acknowledge that? Did you find a box of things that you had when you were a child? Because your mom brought me to this cardboard box, and I feel like I see I see baby blankets, I see baby booties, like a little baby sweater.
Not my stuff specifically, but my nephew, my brother, and my sister-in-law had all his baby clothes, clothes that didn't fit him anymore, and mm-hmm. they donated it.
Perfect. And we did this after mom had passed away, yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Validating that your mom's soul was there, knowing how they donated and supporting the decision, because maybe there were things in there that she gave.
It was mostly everything. That's why it's hitting the nail on the head with this one, because all these clothes were clothes my mom had bought my nephew. Oh. And then my brother and my sister-in-law had told me to go through it and see if I wanted to keep anything, but I just couldn't.
That's okay. Know that she supports the choice and decision. Not wanting you to feel bad about that. How in the world would I know that these were the belongings, the things that your mom had given your nephew?
You wouldn't.
There's no way.
No. No way.
She says, oh, and the other thing that my son worries about, she says, if I was afraid. Mm-hmm. She says, tell my son that I was not afraid. Your mom is such a woman of faith.
Yes.
She said, I knew that when I saw the light, that God was taking me home. So know that she says, I was not afraid. She says, I did not want to leave you. She says, but I also knew that I could not stay no longer. Your mom literally looked at me and she goes, Teresa, she goes, do you know how many ailments I had? She says, but I just loved life so much that I fought and fought and fought. She says, but what a blessing, she says, God had given me that I did not have to suffer for too long.
No.
I became ill. I became very frail, but very quickly.
Yes.
She says, and I would not have traded that for anything. She said, because up until a couple of days before that, I was still doing my thing.
Yes.
She says, and that is how I want my son to remember me. Did your mom love to cook? She goes, do you know that my son has not eaten a decent meal since I died, Teresa? She says, he is not eating right. You tell him he needs to start cooking my recipes.
Oh, Teresa. I haven't cooked since my mom passed because that was our way of connecting. Always in the kitchen, always cooking her meals. I just can't bring myself to go near that stove.
Okay. So know that your mom is encouraging you. She says, And just so you know, she's speaking to me in Spanish right now. So I have no idea what's happening.
And just the way you put it right now, how I'm not eating decently. That's exactly. She would always tell me, you need to eat right. I'm going to cook. That was her love language.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments I'll cook. I just haven't cooked our recipes.
That's fine. Maybe we just take one thing. Let's just hypothetically say if she made something for breakfast that was your favorite, that was your thing, with eggs. I'm just using this as an example. We can maybe try that.
My favorite dish that she always made was something called huevos rancheros, eggs, and you put a sauce, and there's the tortillas that's fried. She made it for me every birthday or when I wasn't feeling good in the mornings, you know. Still processing the trauma of having woken up from sleep. She would make that breakfast.
Out of all your mom's recipes, how would I know that it's eggs? Something with eggs. She's like, start with something simple. Start with the egg recipe. So maybe it'll just be something as, and maybe this is a thing that we can work up to, that by the time it is her birthday, we'll just make eggs, scrambled eggs, and maybe we'll put some hot sauce on it. We'll put the special sauce on it. Then maybe next time, maybe we'll add the tortillas or we'll add the cheese. So we can take baby steps to that. And she says, I always like to sing too, Teresa. So I can hear music in her native language as well.
Yes, Mom.
She says, try playing some of the music.
Mom's favorite was Motown. The woman was all about Motown.
I love Motown too.
And last night, there was a movie on Lifetime. And I was like, this has to be Mom. I'm hoping it is.
Mm.
It was one of her favorites of all time, Smokey Robinson.
Ooh.
She loved music. The kitchen, once again. Every time we cooked in the kitchen, she put on her Motown. She put on her favorite, Juan Gabriel, or Los Angeles Negros. And she would just get down to cooking and dancing.
Well, we need video of you doing this, Rahulio. I want footage of this. One day I might just show up at your door. Where's my, how do you say that?
Huevos rancheros.
Huevos rancheros. I might come knocking on your door and I want to hear some Motown.
You're welcome. Anytime.
What I love what your mom has done for you today is here you feel so alone and so lost. But yet you feel your mom with you. But what your mom has done for you in these moments was restored your faith and knowing there are so many moments in your reading where I was like, how would I know that? It's the way that you feel. It's the things that you felt most connected to your mom that you're struggling doing. I know it's hard, but these are the ways that Spirit loves that we love and honor them. Because we're carrying out their traditions. The things that meant the world to the two of you. Now you can pass down to generations. So now maybe when you visit your brother and your sister-in-law and your nephew, how great would it be if you invited them over, right? Or even when you went down by them and you made huevos rancheros. And you just started playing music and said, this is what mommy loved. Remember this.
Yes.
And imagine your nephew then saying to your brother, can you make me what grandma used to make? I love hearing that those songs. They remind me of her.
Yes.
How remarkable that not only did your mom validate that from the moment the soul leaves the physical body, that they leave behind every and any disability and or ailment, but she has really went above and beyond showing you that she is still with you, loving, guiding, and protecting you from the other side and encouraging you to continue to be the young man that you deserve to be and not to feel guilty about embracing life because she's gone. Yes, it's going to be sad. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Life is not easy. But hopefully after having this experience today, it'll make it a little bit easier in being able to go on and to embrace new things and to do things and knowing that she's smiling from heaven and is with us at these moments and how proud she continues to be of you on the other side.
I just missed her.
And, you know, I think that's the toughest thing. I always say this to people. I make what I do look very easy. It's the hardest thing. Because I have to feel all of your emotions. And then here's your mom, this beautiful, bright soul, encouraging you to embrace your life with happiness and joy. And I can feel how much you miss her. And I know that you would do anything to have her back. It's so hard. But I think that's the key, that we're going to grieve the loss of your mom for the rest of your life here in the physical world. But the healing process is something different. So we can still grieve, but the healing is something that she says that you need to start to do so you can live life with happiness and joy.
Okay.
Because she says, I don't want you to stop living because I died. I can't have that. I can't have that. I can't bear to watch that. And she says, Teresa, it's so hard for my son because he feels so alone. She says, my other son, he has a wife, he has a son, he has children, they keep him busy.
Yeah.
So for right now, let's start with cooking the recipes and listening to the music. Maybe speaking out loud in Spanish in the house.
Okay.
Maybe that's the start.
Yeah, I can do that.
Little by little, and don't be so hard on yourself. It might be real. And you know what? You might not do this tomorrow. Maybe you'll, after we hang up, you might now go and play a song.
Yeah.
Maybe next week, you'll make the eggs with a little hot sauce. Maybe you'll do it every day. I don't know. But whatever it is, just know that with every breath that you take, know that your mom's soul is with you. Still loving you, and more importantly, how proud she is of you. And you did deserve this reading. Your mom just said that to me. She said, please tell my son how deserving he is to have this experience and to know that this was a gift from me.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you, but most importantly, for trusting me with the soul of your mom. Even though the two of you only spoke Spanish to each other. I think every time I hear someone speak Spanish, I am going to think of you and your mom. And I will say a prayer for your mom.
Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, well, your mom did an incredible job. Thank you for all your support. Because without you, I wouldn't be able to continue to do the work that I do. So I thank you for that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, my name is Rogelio Johnson, and I'm from El Paso, Texas. Emotional, very gratifying. It leaves you emotionally raw, but it also leaves you with hope. It feels like you're talking with your loved one again. I lost my mom in March, so just that feeling that I could talk with my mom again was so amazing, because I'm so used to talking to my mom every day, so used to interacting with her every day, that when you lose that connection, it's very jarring. Being able to feel like you can speak with them again, it does leave you so much better. The cooking. When my mother so lovingly called me out on my cooking, because it's true. My mom and I cooked every day. That was our connection, the kitchen. We played music, we cooked. And since her passing, I haven't been cooking at all. I've been ordering out or just not eating too well. No one really knows that. I tell people, you know, yeah, I'm going to cook this today, or yes, I'll do this today, but no one really knows that I haven't gone near the stove. I've tried. I've made her famous. There's this Mexican meatball soup called caldo de albóndiga that I've made since I've been sick. Didn't quite get it right. I missed a few ingredients, but at least next time I'll know. When she mentioned the yellow, I didn't quite catch on to it, and it wasn't until the next day I was in the kitchen. And I was getting myself a glass of water, and there's a picture my mom took with my nephew at her very last grandparents' day at the school. I had brought my mom this yellow blouse specific for that occasion. And Teresa had mentioned that there was a photograph near me, and she was right. The kitchen's right next to where the room that I was doing the reading. It hadn't caught on to me yet. I had a dream with my mom, and it felt so real that when I woke up, I just expected to see her here. My mom and I, we always sat down and we always ate gummies. Gummy bears, gummy worms, we love gummies. And in the dream, I was sitting there eating with her and talking with her, and I got up, and for some reason, something told me just to give her a hug. And I hugged her, and I could feel her hug me back. And it was nice, because I hadn't hugged my mom in a long time. My mom's here, that she's here. I always ask her, are you still here, Mom? Are you proud of me? Is there something I could have done differently? Am I making the right decision? So just to know she's still here. That's the biggest takeaway. She's still here. For anybody who's experienced loss, for who's experienced any sort of just any guilt, just that one moment I could say something to my mom, I recommend the reading. It leaves you feeling so much more better. Teresa is such a kind, caring, incredible human being, and we're incredibly blessed that she's sharing her gift with us, and she doesn't know just what she does for us, but it's absolutely incredible, and there's no way I could ever thank you, tell her thank you, or show her how much I appreciate it, but I hope just by saying thank you, that's enough.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.